Reading from the first book of Kings, the Lord said to Elijah, "You shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet to succeed you." Elijah set out and came upon Elisha, son of Shaphat, as he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. He was following the 12th. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Please, let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, and I will follow you." Elijah answered, "Go back. Have I done anything to you?" Elisha left him, and taking the yoke of oxen, slaughtered them. He used the plowing equipment for fuel to boil their flesh and gave it to his people to eat. Then Elisha left and followed Elijah as his attendant. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, for freedom, Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you were called for freedom, brothers and sisters, but do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. I say then, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the days for Jesus' being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him, Jesus said, "No one who has set a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, today, the 13th Sunday in ordinary time of the year, the Lord is reminding us to put order in our priorities in life. He wants us to make him number one in our priorities. Our spirituality as Christians has been described many centuries as to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. And that is why, for many, many years, writing about Christian spirituality was about to write on the theme of the imitation of Jesus Christ. And today, the Lord wants us to follow him, and by saying yes in following the Lord, he wants us to make that relationship with God through him to be the number one priority in our lives. It is shocking when to another one he asked to follow him, he said, "Let me first go and bury my father." It is shocking to hear how the Lord responds to him, saying to him, "Let the dead bury the dead. You come and follow me." It is shocking to hear that. But when you think about, you understand how he wants our relationship with God through him to be second to none. And when we put the Lord, the priority in our life, when we put our relationship with the Lord number one in our life, we will understand how sacred it is to give a decent burial to father and to mother. We will understand how well to love my husband, how well to love my wife. We will understand how well to cherish our children and how well to respect and honor our parents. When we put God number one in our life, the number one priority, every other thing falls at the right place, at the right value. And that is our spirituality as to follow in the footstep of Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, my name, as announced, is Father Honoré Kombo. I am a priest from the Diocese of Kikwit in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, formerly known as the Belgian Congo, as also Zaire in Central Africa. First of all, I would like to express my gratitude to the Bishop of La Crosse and to the Office of the Propagation of the Faith for allowing this mission appeal to be done on behalf of my diocese. I am very grateful to Monsignor Stutzel, your pastor, and to Deacon Mark, your deacon, for their friendship and hospitality. The Diocese of Kikwit is one of the 48 dioceses in the Congo. It encompasses approximately more than 4.5 million people, of whom 60% are Catholic. Although our conditions there is challenging as we live in poverty daily, but there is a tremendous church's vitality and an active participation of the people. The purposes of this mission campaign are, first, to try to provide means of transportation for priests. Most of them must currently walk distances to administer sacrament to villagers. Our parishes are for the most part rural parishes. You have the Catholic mission at the center, with 30, 40, 60 villages around. There are two or three priests assigned to the parish. Throughout the year, they have to go from village to village to celebrate the Eucharist, administer the sacraments, and monitor many social projects. Most of those priests lack any means of transportation and must walk. Motorcycles are not for fun, as we do see in this country. They are regular means of transportation, and we use the one they use here to jump on dirt because the wheels are bigger and they resist the rough conditions of our unpaved road, often washed away during the rainy season. We have 8 months of rain throughout the year. I was very fortunate in my early years as a priest to be in a community of 7 priests with 1 motorcycle. We use that only motorcycle according to our pastoral needs, but we walked a lot to complete our pastoral duties. The second purpose of this mission campaign is to equip 5 diocesan hospitals with medicines and other basic health supplies. The deterioration of the essential domains of life under decades of dictatorship in the Congo has extremely impoverished the people. You may have heard of our longtime dictator, Mobutu Sese Seko, who ran the country for 32 years, and recently 19 years by Kabila. And civil war and unrest we are having in the Congo have put the already poor people in a very difficult situation with a government unable to do much for the population. To help, our Diocese of Kikwit runs 5 most important rural hospitals, many clinics and dispensaries. If we have been able to provide medical ministry for poor families, it has been because of the generosity of people like you. Please help us to continue to offer that critical medical ministry to poor families. The last purpose of this mission campaign is about providing poor students from elementary and high schools with tuition and supplies. Education in my Congo is not free at any level. Education is not compulsory either. Parents must pay for the study of their children. Most of those parents never seen a salary for years. They cannot afford to send their children to school, therefore perpetuating poverty from one generation to the next. Especially young girls are left behind to go in the field, grow food with mom. To give you an idea, it costs about $100 to send a child to a Catholic elementary school for a year. And it costs about $150 to send a child to a Catholic high school for the year. I was a high school principal before coming to the U.S. I dealt with these very poor students. Those of them who were bright, I would keep them in my school without having them pay a cent. The day I left my country for the U.S. was a very sad day for many of those students. I recall 4 former students of mine who offered me a live chicken. It is a custom in our culture, the best gift from the poor to offer a live chicken to someone who has been particularly nice to you to express to him or to her your gratitude. If we were home, I would have managed to find a live chicken to offer to your deacon on your behalf to express to all of you my deep gratitude. I don't know what he would have done with a live chicken. Maybe he is from that generation who knows what to do with a live chicken. Those students of mine were crying. They would say, "Father, we thank you so very much for helping us to read and to write. As you are leaving us, you know that our education is over because our parents cannot afford to pay for our tuition and supplies. Do not forget us as you are going to the U.S. To finish, let me remind you that we all are part of the one body of Christ. When a member is suffering, the rest of the body is suffering too. Your brothers and sisters in the Diocese of Kikwit in the Congo are suffering and need your help. I know that your contributions will make a huge difference in the missionary work of God within the Diocese of Kikwit. Please be as generous as possible. However, your prayers are most needed. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for your generosity. May God continue to bless and to sustain your parish family."